time to talk about some apps. I like talking about apps. I want to tell you about one that I found this week that I thought I'd share with you. This is for the partially sighted brigade amongst us. It's called Magnificent.
Clever.
Yeah, see what they did there? Magnifier.
They did.
Yeah. Basically, the app's free to download. There is an in-store or in-app purchase you can buy for some added features. What's really nice about it is I used MagX for a long time, and I kind of like MagX, but I find it's quite juddery. It doesn't... I thought this was the camera and the phone. It's just not very still. And to try and get a clear image on it, it's quite difficult. However, Magnificent has some kind of stabilizing technique within it, which allows you to use the app. And, you know, if you're sort of scrolling across a menu or whatever, it's very good at reading it. And you also have a pause button, which it does exactly that. And it's a really good idea putting a pause button in. What effectively you're doing is you're taking a snapshot of what you're looking at. But it allows you to then hit pause again to get back into the live mode. So it's really useful. You can put a light on, so if you need extra light on the subject, or if you want to, you know, take a picture for later, you can do all that. It's a really good app, and I think the extras cost me $2.99, $2.29, something like that. That's not bad, is it?
Not when you consider you're paying thousands for, you know, magnifying appliances and, you know, what have you from various companies, tech companies. Assistive tech companies, anyway. It's, you know, we're all in favour of low tech or low cost as well, you know.
And on the move as well, which is great. I mean, you know, I'm sitting here next to Humanware Prodigy, which is a retailing around 1,700 quid. And it's okay, it has the ability for me to take it around, but, you know, the app cost me £2.20.
You know, yeah, exactly.
Exactly. I mean, how can it compete? It simply can't. I know what you're talking about, Stephen, when you say it seems a bit laggy. I've got hundreds of magnifying apps, and some of the cheaper ones maybe, or the free ones, there's a lag when you're scrolling across text. You know, it's not fluid or smooth. But I've got some that are perfectly fine. You know, you got invert colors, and like you say, you're able to pause and turn the light on. They work fine, and for virtually... no cost. It's
it is a no-brainer. Yeah, exactly. It is. Now, Jackie, you were telling me through the week about one you wanted to share.
Yeah, I have been really getting into using the Reminders app, which is part of iOS. I'm sure Android has something very similar, or actually I think it's a Google type thing, isn't it, that they have on Android. But the Reminders app on the iPhone is really good. It's partly I decided to use it because when I have to, say, ring for a repeat prescription, sometimes I would go to the phone, ring up the clinic, as you do, and they're engaged, and I think, oh, I'll go back and ring it in a minute. And then, of course, you go away, you do something else, and you completely forget about your prescription, and you remember it when it's too late. So I thought, look, I must set myself some reminders to start doing this, and that's why I discovered how good it is. You can set reminders with... you know, times and little sound clips that it will play. So you can choose that from your sounds and notifications, what sound you want. And you can also make lists in reminders as well. So, you know, if you've run out of, say, tomato ketchup, which is a must in my house, and then you can put that on the list and stuff like that. So it is really practical. It is accessible completely. As I say, you can choose the sound that you want to use in the sounds and notifications in settings. I'm sure there is an equivalent on Android, but give this app a go, because I did hear at one point when it was on one of the earlier versions of iOS that it wasn't particularly accessible. Well, to me, it certainly is. And I've got some reminders now set up where I can, you know, be reminded of ringing the clinic for a repeat prescription, or ringing the chiropody department and asking for an appointment, stuff like that. So it is really useful. Give it a go and see how you get on with it, and give us some feedback.